Hey everybody, it is B. Welcome to another episode of Gaming and Nerdy. I was hoping to get another episode out sooner than this, but I've been having some complications with getting some of my co-hosts to be available for recording another episode. So those episodes will be coming soon. It's just not right now. But I wanted to talk about some of the new games that came out or is coming out. I'm really excited that Wii Happy Few has finally come out and it's officially out like on Steam. But the bad part is it's like 50, 60 bucks and I can't afford it. But I love watching other people play it, so it's worth watching it on YouTube for sure. It is fun and interesting, and I really want to get it sooner or later. I'll probably get it when it comes on sale sometime. And then soon Fallout 76 is coming out. I'm hoping to see how well that goes because I really like the Fallout series. I've recently gotten into it and I've had Fallout 4 and then I bought Fallout 3 and New Vegas after I finished playing Fallout 4 the first time around. And I've been playing Fallout 4 off and on lately, so I want to see the newest Fallout group, Fallout add on to this game, and it's going to be an online one, which is sounds amazing, but the sad part is it doesn't have a single player line. Shh, dogs. My doggy is just whining in the background. Sorry, you guys. Let's see. What else? There's a few other games that sound really good to me, but I probably am not going to get it. But it's like the Assassin's Creed Odyssey, I think it's called. Yeah, I think it's Assassin's Creed Odyssey. It looks really good. I'm going to probably start watching other people play that. Let's see. Anyways, but there are a lot of new games coming out this year, end of this year, beginning of this year. I can't wait to see the Let's Plays of the Red Redemption 2. I've never been into Red Redemption at all, but it sounds interesting from what I've heard. And there's just so many new games coming out, or updates to games, or whatever. But I've been recently reading a book from one of my favorite YouTubers. It's called Haunted in Hollywood. It's by Loey Lane, and she's a YouTuber, and I watch her. I'm a fan of hers, and I finally got the book. I rented it from my library, which I was afraid my library wasn't going to have, but they did, and I was happy about that. And I try to check out most of my books if I can. I try not to buy them because after I get done reading them, I just have them sit and collect dust. And it's like I have so many books that I've bought over the years that I haven't even read yet. And I feel kind of bad because it's like they're just sitting there collecting dust and cluttering my room up. And it's like I feel like you probably would want to not do that anymore, even though I love collecting books. Kind of a thing I like to do is to collect books, but it's like if I'm not gonna read them, what's the point of collecting them? I got back into manga recently, and I finished at least three or four of the one called To no Men. And it's about a guys who like to do what would be considered feminine things like sewing and baking and cooking and makeup. And I love it because it's just like, why do we have to put labels on things? And it like makes you think. And it's cute because this guy's like, I don't want to upset my mom, who my dad upset because my dad, like, the story is like, his mom basically tells him not to be. To like any of these cute things because her husband left her because he wanted to be a woman and she couldn't accept that. And it's like, that's kind of sad. If you want to look it up, I will give I will put a I'll put the name of the manga, because it's not a it doesn't have an anime, which I think would be amazing to have an anime. I'll put the manga name in the description so you can look it up if you want to read it, and I will link a well actually I'll probably do the Goodreads for all of these book wise. So you can look them up on Goodreads because that will give you more information about them. Recently, my mom and me found a TV show or Netflix show called Midnight Diner: Tokyo Stories, and it's in Japan, and it's about this cafe that's or this diner that's open from midnight to 7 in the morning, and like you get to meet all these unique characters and see these like different stories, and it's so funny. And we finished it. It's like 13 episodes long, and if you have Netflix, check it out. It's really good. It is in Japanese and it has English subtitles, so if you don't like subtitle and language things, then you might not like it, but I enjoyed it, and I'm hoping to find some more kind of same things on Netflix to watch with my mom. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Okay, about ghosts. I recently joined a couple of, I guess, ghost po or f I think they're called paranormal, but I asked the question on one of the pod on one of the posts was, do ghosts hang out in graveyards? And a lot of people said yes, they believe they do. I personally do not. I believe they do not hang around their earthly body. They might hang around like maybe someone their old home, whatever, but they wouldn't have attachments to the graveyard, so I don't understand why they would hang out there. I mean, besides the fact that it's so peaceful, that I don't think spirits and ghosts hang out in graveyards. They might visit their grave, but I don't think they like are hanging out or stuck there or anything. But what do you guys think? Do you guys think they're stuck or visiting, or do they just live there like just because they're there, they're there? And there's like a whole bunch of other questions on that on that Facebook group that I'm part of, and it's really interesting and I enjoy it. Like the one rule that I don't like about it though is that you have to constantly post on there or they'll kick you out of the group if you're not active like more if you're not active for a month, they'll kick you out of the group, which I don't like because that means the group is constantly active, so my phone is just always going bing 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 because there's always a message from that group. But I love the group. It's fun, and I'm so happy I joined it. So like if you guys are interested in paranormal groups, I suggest you guys join them because they're fun. Join groups on Facebook in general just to have fun. Not Don't join really serious groups. Those are not fun because then you're like, they're too serious. They're no fun. So try to find an anime or a paranormal or a book Facebook page or group to join and just have fun. That's my suggestion. I think that is it for this podcast. I know it's a very short and rambly one. But I just wanted to let you guys know that that's why I haven't had any episodes up, and I'm hoping to have them up soon. Thank you for listening. Please leave comments if you enjoy or want to answer the question about ghosts. That would be great. And thank you again for listening. Goodbye.